and the end.
Love Talk Radio.
Father, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do for us, your children.
Oh God, this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is going to attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus. God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as a sacrifice. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to fear pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in to what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in to the plans of the enemy. But God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, our young people are overcomers. They are victorious, hallelujah.
Welcome to the University of Biblical Studies, boys to men and girls to ladies. I'm your co-host, Mike Turner.
And I'm your host, Caritha Gantling.
So now we're going to pray for the young people. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for sins known and unknown. We come against the attack of the enemy over your people in the name of Jesus. We pray that you lead and guide them, Lord Jesus, that they allow you to lead and guide them through their days, Lord Jesus. We embrace wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for our angels that you've given us, Lord Jesus, to minister to us, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. We bind the enemy and his plans in the name of Jesus. His senses are off in the name of Jesus. All of his devices are null and void in the name of Jesus. We will prosper in you, Lord Jesus, because you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we loose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy against our lives. In the name of Jesus, let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, let those gathered against us be scattered. In the name of Jesus, send out your lightning, oh God. Oh Lord, scatter the enemy. In the name of Jesus, destroy, oh Lord, and divide their tongues. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The gates and plans of the of hell shall not prevail against us in the name of Jesus. We overcome every strategy of hell against our lives in the name of Jesus. Every strategy of hell is exposed and brought to light in the name of Jesus. We receive the plans of God for our lives, thoughts of peace and not evil, to bring us to an expected end. We are delivered from every satanic trap and plot against our lives. We release the whirlwind to scatter those who conspire against us. In the name of Jesus, let those who devise our hurt be turned back and brought to confusion. In the name of Jesus, let the nets that they hid have catch them, that they have hid, catch themselves into that very destruction, let them fall in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke every spirit of Sanballat and Tobiah in the name of Jesus. Hide us, Lord, from the secret counsel of the wicked in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you today, Father. Oh, yes, we have the Turner family. They're going to be singing songs of praise unto the Father, and we thank God for them in Jesus' name. Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. There is victory in the name of Jesus. There is victory in the name of Jesus. To break everything.
Amen, amen. It's everything we need in the name of Jesus. We thank God for you all. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Can you sing one more song? One more song.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me, who shall be able to stand before us when we call on that name? Jesus, 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 we have the victory.
Oh.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory.
Oh.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me, who shall be able to stand before us when we call on that name? Jesus, 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 we have the victory.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for you all. Beautiful songs. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. So I thank God for those beautiful songs you all sang unto the Lord. We're looking for Glory Dean. Are you on, Glory Dean?
Yeah, I just was able to get on. At first, the phone wouldn't ring for me, so I just got on.
Yeah, I saw you keep coming on and going off, but you ready to sing? You need a few minutes.
Give me a few minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we thank God for each of you all being on with us this evening. She's going to be singing it.
I forgot. I am ready. I forgot. I do have the song. It's an easy song for everybody.
Okay, go ahead.
Everybody can sing it too.
What's the name of it?
This, I shall not be moved.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
In the works of the Lord. Beautiful, Gloria Jean. Thank you so much. Amen.
Welcome.
Amen. Sister Gloria Jean from Marrero, Louisiana. What did you say?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you. We thank God for those beautiful songs by the Turner family. All right. We're moving right along today. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Sister Gloria Jean if she will lead us in a prayer for our youth.
Praise God. Father God, we thank you for this day. We give you all the glory and all the praise. God, we thank you now for this day, for the youth, God, boys to men. We thank you, Father, for this group, Father God. They got to learn, God, that through their learning, they're going to come with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, which is so important. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing the youth today. Bless them today, God. Bless them, God, even once in this lesson, God, in this university, God, of biblical studies, God. We thank you, Lord, that they're going to learn quite a bit. It's going to cause them to study. Study and learn to study so to keep them going all through high school, through college. They're learning even now, although they've had learning, and they're still learning. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing them, blessings today, God. Blessings, God, for the lessons today that are becoming forth. We thank you, Lord, for what they have to bring to the ministry too, God. We thank you for what they knew they're going to bring it in too. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings, God, that are becoming forth today, God. We thank you, Lord, so much for the youth, God. And we thank you, Lord, for the Turner family, a family that is so gifted, Father God, and being well taught by their Father. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory. We give you praise that this will be a beautiful night, God, for the youth. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to listen and participate. Our topic is, who is God and what does he want with me?
Amen. Thank you, Micah. Micah Turner. He's a natural host. I thank God. Radio. Hopefully TV in the future. Hallelujah. Have his own radio, on TV broadcast. So we thank God for you, Micah Turner. Thank God for the Turner family. Thank God for Gloria Jean and each of you that are on with us. I appreciate it so much. All righty. So we're going to do biblical facts first. We're going to go over some biblical facts, so get ready to answer. I'm going to unmute all the lines. So if you don't want to talk, you can mute your own line back. but all the lines are going to be unmuted. Thank God for you. All right, so here's the question. The first question is, which minor prophet was caught in the belly of a big fish? State your name and give the answer. Which minor prophet was caught in the belly of a big fish?
Jonah.
I didn't hear your name.
Levi.
Jonah. Thank you, Levi. Excellent. That is the correct answer. Okay. All righty. Let me see here. Trying to put this number on, 312, but I'm not able to unmute you for some reason. I don't know what it is. It just keeps circling. So forgive us, but it's our intention to have you come on to speak if you like. Oh, I see what it is. It's that internet thing, but it'll be back on shortly. All righty. Next question. What young man in the epistles was taught by his mother and grandmother? What young man in the epistles was taught by his mother and his grandmother? Who could tell us?
This is Lily Turner. Samuel.
Nope, you got to look in the epistles. Samuel was taught by his mother, but this young man is in the New Testament. He was taught. All right, 312, we got you unmuted right now, thank God. All right, this young man is in the epistles in the New Testament. He was taught by his mother and his grandmother. So we thank God for you. Anybody know? Somebody, anybody. Come on, it's a young man in the New Testament. He was taught the Word of God by his mother and his grandmother. Can y'all hear me? Can anybody hear me? Hello? Anybody? Nobody? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, somebody answer the question. I don't care who answered. Who was this young man in the epistles? He's in the New Testament. He was taught the Word of God by his grandmother, his mother, and his grandmother. I'll give you a clue. I'll give you their name, Lois and Eunice. Somebody said something, but I didn't understand it.
This is Tyrese.
Okay.
Was it Timothy?
Yes. Good job, Timothy. Thank you, Tyrese. All right, we keep on moving. Which book in the book of Epistles had the scripture, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right? Where is that found? State your name and the answer.
Hebrews chapter 6.
I'm sorry. State your name and the answer.
Okay. Princess.
Princess. Ephesians.
Princess.
Okay.
Chapter 6.
You're right. Ephesians what, princess?
My grandma told me.
That's okay. That's a good job. What's your grandma's name? Princess, ask your grandmother what book is that? What chapter? Ephesians what?
Six.
All right, good job. Ephesians 6:1. Children obey. Good job, Princess. We're proud of you, Princess. Amen. Thank you, Princess.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll keep right on moving. The next question. Which minor prophet was put in the lion's den and God shut the mouth of the lion? State your name and give the answer.
This is Levi Turner. Daniel.
Daniel. Good job, Levi. Thank you. All right, next question and last question for this part. In the book of Daniel, who was put in the fiery furnace? Who was put in the fiery furnace in the book of Daniel? I can't hear you. Somebody's talking, but I couldn't hear you, couldn't understand you.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yes, and what's your name?
Rose.
Oh, thank you, Rose. Hallelujah. You know, I can hear voices, but if you don't state your name, because everybody, sometimes voices sound alike. Thank you so much, Rose. Appreciate you. All righty. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's right. Now, we're moving to another phase. This is called Who Am I? Who am I? So listen to the person. It's one of the people in the Bible. Listen to who it is, and then state your name and tell us. Who am I? I'll give you a clue. It's a man or a boy. I was the youngest child of Jesse. My father had all boys. We had jobs to do. My job was to take care of the sheep. I was called the shepherd boy. I killed a lion, a bear, and a giant. I was also a great musician and played music for King Saul. I wrote masterpieces of spiritual literature. I wrote many of the Book of Songs. I was divinely chosen to succeed King Saul and quietly anointed by the prophet Samuel. Who am I? State your name and tell me who it is. I heard
it
somebody
was
say
David. This is Micah Turner. It was David.
Good job, Micah. You are correct. All right. Here's the next. Who am I? It's a man as well. My father was a king. My mother was a very beautiful woman. My father's gaze upon her got him in trouble. I was the 10th son of my father, but the first child of my mother. I am known as the wisest man to ever live. I built a temple for God. I was a poet and a national leader. I was a king like my father, and I reigned 40 years. I wrote 3 books in the Bible, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. I had great wealth. I was renowned for my wisdom, my prolific writings, accomplishments. I was considered the most prosperous and productive king ever to rule over Israel. Who am I?
This is Tyrese. Is it Solomon?
Yes. Are you asking me or telling me?
I'm telling you, Solomon.
All right. Don't ask me. You better tell me. Thank you. All right. Good job. Now, these are women, so listen up. Who am I? I was a very unique woman. My husband adored me. We were very close, and we loved each other. We used to talk with God often. God gave us everything we needed. God loved us, and we disobeyed him. God gave us a beautiful garden with everything you can imagine in it, all good things. Everything God made was good. He gave us one rule to follow, and we broke it. I broke it first because I was so curious, and I caused my husband to break it. I was tricked. If I knew then what I learned later, I would have obeyed God. Who am I? State your name and the answer.
Princess and Eve.
Very good, Princess. Thank you, Princess. How old are you, Princess?
You're welcome. 6?
6? Girl, you are, oh my God, you are a big girl. Thank you, Miss Princess. All right,
you
we got two
good.
More females. Who am I? My husband was a priest. We were both righteous before God, and we walked in all the commandments and ordinances and were blameless, approved of God. We had no children because I was unable to get pregnant. Even though we prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, no child came. Well, much to my husband's surprise, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him on the right side of the altar of incense while my husband was in the temple. My husband was fearful when he saw the angel, but the angel said to him, "Fear not, your prayers have been heard. Your wife is going to have a son, and you are to call his name John. And he will have joy and gladness, and many people will rejoice at his birth. Your son shall never drink wine or strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even while his mother is pregnant with him." My husband did not believe the angel, but he was sent by God. Because he did not believe the angel told him he would not be able to speak until our son was born, and he didn't. Who am I? Oh, I got one more part. Now my cousin Mary got pregnant with the son also a few months after my pregnancy. Our sons played together. Who am I?
This is Lily Turner, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, good job. You guys are brilliant. Yay, yay, yay. Get your Bibles ready. We're ready for Bible study. Get your Bibles ready. We're going to be going over some Bible things here. Questions. Remember, we had homework. Who did their homework? All right, we were ready to find out. Okay, homework. You had 5 questions to write out. And you had to write the answers. You had to memorize Genesis 1:6-6. And you were supposed to read Genesis chapter 1 every day. So let's see. All right. Who has some questions ready from Genesis 1? Genesis chapter 1. Anybody? Somebody? Everybody? Don't say nobody, please. Somebody answer. Come on, y'all. I know somebody did the homework. Hello?
Excuse me, this is Tommy.
Okay, you ready to do your first question?
Is this the question of who do I think God is? Or who is God to me?
No, you were to write 5 questions from Genesis 1. And then you were to tell... get the questions ready and ask us a question. So do you have a question from Genesis 1?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What's your question? Say your question two times.
What did God do on the 5th day?
What did God do on the 5th day? Good job. I love that question. Who knows the answer? What did God do on the 5th day? State your name and give the answer. We got a lot of people on here tonight. Come on, y'all. I know y'all know the answer. What did God do on the 5th day? Genesis chapter 1. If you don't know it, look it up. Get your Bibles ready. You're going to need Bibles every time you come on. Genesis chapter 1, what did God do on the 5th? You said the 5th day, number 5, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Who has the answer? Is that Micah or Tyrese? Which one of y'all asked the question?
This is Tyrese who asked the question.
Okay, Tyrese. So give us the verse in Genesis 1. Give us the verse in Genesis 1 where the answer is. Maybe that'll help us a little bit. They're like, oh, no,
okay,
I don't know that.
Okay, let me find it.
All right.
It's
come on, y'all got to know
Genesis
the answer.
1.
You know the answer already, Tyrese?
It's Genesis 1, verse 22.
Genesis 1, verse 22. Somebody find the answer. Somebody find the answer. Genesis 1, verse 22. We're going to have a lot of questions tonight, so y'all got to look, find the answers. Genesis 1, 20, verse 22, he said. So who knows the answer? We're going to be moving along in a few minutes. Hello? Somebody, anybody, everybody, everybody. What did God do? All right, Tyrese. Oh, wait a minute. Who is that?
This is Levi Turner.
All right, read the answer, Levi. You got it, Levi?
And God created the great whales.
Wait, what you reading? Tell me what you're reading.
This is Genesis 1:21.
All right, so everybody should be on Genesis chapter 1, verse 21. Go ahead, babe.
And God created great whales and every living creature that moved, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good.
I heard you, but I ain't hear where it said the fifth day. Is the fifth day in there?
Give me a second.
No, ma'am, it doesn't say it in the King James Version.
It should. All right, look it up and then come back. Give me the answer when you find it. All right, we're moving along. Anybody else have a question from Genesis 1? 1 through 6. Genesis 1. Let me know when you find it, Levi, because it says on day whatever God created, whatever. It'll say on the second day, on the third day, on the fourth day, on the fifth day. You were right with your answer, but we need to know where it says that in the Bible. On what day? Look in verse 23. Look in verse 23, baby, and you'll see it. Read it.
And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said,
amen.
Let the earth.
That's good. Yeah, we just need to know the day. All right. Anybody else have a answer? Okay, I unmuted all the lines but one. Somebody in Texas, they didn't want me to unmute their number, but I unmuted all the lines. So, anybody else have a question from Genesis 1? That was part of your homework. Gloria Dean, you got a question? Hello?
You're on mute. Oh, that in Genesis 1?
Yeah. Question.
Oh.
Aida, Sister Aida, you got a question from Genesis chapter 1?
No, ma'am.
All righty. Somebody. Come on, y'all. Look at Genesis chapter 1 and come up with some questions. All right. While y'all looking for the questions, I'm going to review. Look in Genesis 1 and 5. It says, on the first day, God created what? Look in Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. What did God create on the first day?
Glory to God. All
right.
He created, God created the light and light, a day called, he created the day and night. He called the light day and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
All right. Good job. Excellent. All right. Next question. Genesis. This is in Genesis 1, 6 through 8. What did God create on the second day? On the second day, what did God create? Somebody find it and read it, please.
This is Micah Turner.
Okay.
And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day.
All right, keep reading.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so.
All right, read one more. 6 through 8. Stop at 8.
And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
Good job.
And God said.
That's good, right there. You can stop right there. All right, so on the second day, God created the sky, the waters, the heavens. All right. One more. Let's see, we're on. This answer is going to be in Genesis 1, 11 through 13. All right. On the third day, God created what? On the third day, Genesis 1, 11 through 13. Someone read it. State your name and read it. Come on, somebody who didn't read yet.
This is Sister Aida. You said
okay.
11 through 13?
Yes.
And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the third day.
All right. So that was the third day. So far, we've gone over the first day, the second day, and the third day. Anybody else have a question from this, from Genesis chapter 1? We have Michael Smith on with us, Prophet Michael Smith. Thank you, Prophet. On the first day, God created day and night. On the second day, God created sky, the waters, firmament, heaven. On the third day, God created dry ground and the earth. What did God create on the seventh day? Who knows the answer? State your name and the answer. What did God create on the seventh day? Hello.
This is Tyree Turner.
Somebody, anybody.
God rested on the seventh day.
Oh, you must be Pastor Turner, right?
No, ma'am. This is Tyree Turner.
Oh, okay. Say it again.
God rested on the seventh day.
Okay. You are correct. All right, he rested on the seventh day. Anybody else have another question from that chapter? Nobody. All righty. So here we go. We're going to move to another scripture. The scripture is 1 Corinthians 13:11. Let's go there. 1 Corinthians 13:11. That's in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 13:11, New Testament. As soon as you get it, everybody got to find it now. Everybody has to find it. Well, this is Bible study, university level. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. State your name and let me know when you find it.
This is Tyrese Turner.
Okay, you found it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, who else found
when I
it?
Was...
Hold on, 1 second, baby. Hold on. Thank you. Who else found it? 1 Corinthians 13:11.
Gloria Dean.
All right. Who else found it? Thank you, Gloria Dean. We got two people so far found it. Who else? Need everybody to find it.
I found it. This is Sister Aida and Caleb. We found it.
All right. Good. Hi, Caleb. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Miss you so much. All right. 1 Corinthians 13:11. All right, who else found it? We need everybody to find it now. Come on. This is Bible study, university level. We can't be, you know, sliding down under the seat trying to hide. We got to find the scriptures. God wants us to know his word. So we got to read the word, study the word, and what else we have to do in the word? Read the word, study the word, and who knows?
Memorize.
Do we read, study, and ignore the word? What else do we do? Read, study, and what else? I'll give you a clue. It starts with an O. Hello?
This is
read,
Tyrese
study,
Turner.
And what? Okay.
Obey the word.
That's it. Read the word, study the word, and obey the word. What sense does it make if we're not going to obey it? We're just reading it? Nope. God wants us to obey the word. That's why we need to know it. How can we obey it? Now, you know, Eve knew. She knew what God told her. But she still disobeyed it. So we got to say, Lord, teach us your word and help us to obey it. All right, that's our foundation scripture. So I'm going to ask you three to read it, starting with the Turner family. Who said it, Micah or Tyrese? Which one of you have it?
Tyrese does.
Okay, read it, Tyrese. Thank you.
When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Okay, good. 1 Corinthians 13:11. Who else has it? Aida, I know you have it. Can you or your son read it?
When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
All right, good job. One more person told me they had it. Was it you, Glory Dean?
Yeah, I found it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you read it?
When I was a child, I spoke as a child. When I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
All right. So who can tell me what that means? Turner family, can you find that in another version of the Bible as well? Find it in another version and read it. Let me know when you get it. So in the meantime, who could tell me, what does it mean when I was a child? What age is our children? What age does it begin?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all make me think y'all sleeping on me. Put your thinking cap on. That's what they used to tell us. When we went to school, they said, put your thinking cap on. We go like, wow, okay. We awake now. So what does it mean when I was a child? How old is a child? What age does children be, does the childhood begin? Sister Aida, what age does childhood begin?
When does it begin or when does it end?
Begin.
Childhood? From birth.
From birth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all act like I'm asking y'all something difficult. Yeah. Childhood begins at birth. So when does childhood end? I know, you know, there's a certain age where people say childhood ends. They're grown now. What age is that?
This is Lily Turner. The age of accountability.
What age is that, baby? Give me a number. You're right about that. You're real right about that.
Ten years old.
A little bit higher. Give me about 8+ more years. No one spoke, but I didn't hear you. 18. Yeah. It's 18 to 21. So from birth to about 18 to 21, youth is over. You're becoming an adult. And like Lily said, accountability. That's what makes you grown up, when you're accountable. All right, so it says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. What does spake mean?
This is Sister Aida. It means to speak.
Yeah, to talk like, speak like. Yeah, to speak. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was a child, I talked like a child. You heard Princess on there a few minutes ago? Was Princess your friend's child, Aida?
No.
Your grandchild?
No.
Oh, probably Rose. Rose, was that your grandchild, Princess?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes, that's my grandbaby. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so see, she talks like a child. She tell me, 6 years old? She talks like a child because she's 6 years old. So it says, I understood as a child. Now, if I ask Princess certain things, she's going to understand from a child point of view. All right? And she thinks like a child. When she became grown, man means a woman or a man. So that means grown. When I became a man, when I became grown, all right, I put away childish things. You know what? You know, some people tell you, you ought to grow up. That means stop acting like a child. So now we're going to move on. Did any of the Turner family find that for me in another version, 1 Corinthians 13:11?
Yes, ma'am. This is Micah Turner.
Okay.
When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Yeah, sometimes it's good to read different versions because sometimes I say, God, what does that mean? I don't understand that. But I'll read it in 3 or 4 versions. I'm like, wow, that sheds light on what the scripture means for me. So you may try that. All right, our lesson tonight is who is God and what does he want with us? Yep. Who is God and what does he want with us? So God, we're going to be studying some scriptures about who God is. And he is awesome. So one scripture is God is creator. Who can read Genesis 1:1? God is creator. Genesis 1:1. When you find it, give me, state your name and read it. Remember, you need your Bibles every week. You need your Bibles. Who is God? He's a creator. In Genesis 1:1, somebody probably knew it from memory. What does it say?
In the beginning. Oh, this is Levi. In the beginning,
okay,
God created the heavens and the earth.
Yes. Good job, Levi. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. So he is a creator. He is a creator. Now, someone find Nehemiah 9:6. Nehemiah 9:6. We're talking about God as a creator. We're finding out who God is. Some people, if somebody asks you at school or somebody asks you, at, you know, in the grocery store, who's God? You're like, well, he's a creator, but who else is he? Who is God? Nehemiah 9:6. Someone else find John 1:1. This will help us move along a little bit quicker. John 1:1, we just barely there. Come on, y'all. Who is God? We want to know who God is. We know he's a creator. Genesis 1:1 tells us. Anybody have Nehemiah 9:6? State your name and read it. It's going to tell us who God is. God is creator. Anybody have it? Nehemiah?
This is Tyree.
Okay.
Okay. Now, even now, art Lord alone, thou hast made heaven, the heavens of heavens, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preserveth them all, and the host of heaven worship thee.
Okay.
What is that? Excuse, Gloria Dean. What was the question? What was the chapter and the verse?
Nehemiah 9:6. Who is God? God is creator. So Nehemiah tells
us. Oh, 9:6. I thought you said 5.
Okay, I apologize. Nehemiah 9:6. All right, so he read it. Who has John 1:1? We got to move along. John 1:1. Who has John 1:1?
This is Micah Turner.
All right, read it, babe.
In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God.
All right. So God is the creator. He was in the beginning. All right. Hold on, please. All right. So God was in the beginning. Who is God? He's the creator. He was in the beginning. He created the heavens and the earth. 1 John 1. Can someone find 1 John 1:5?
1 John 1:5.
Who is God?
John 1:5.
Talking about who God is.
1 John 1:5.
And we need somebody to find it. Several people can find it, but just state your name when you find it so we can read it.
This is Sophia, 1 John 1:5. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 1 John 1:5. So God is the light. He's the creator. He's the light. He created light. All right. So we're going to move on. God is creative. God is creative. Genesis 1:3, creative. Find Genesis 1:3. Someone else find Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10. All right. Let me know when you have it. Genesis 1:3. State your name. tell me what the scripture is you have and then read it. Genesis 1:3, Ephesians 2:20. God is creative. He's the creator and he's creative. So remember who God is. One, creator, and he's creative. Anybody have it?
This is Lily.
Okay.
And God said, let there be light.
You gotta tell
and
me
there was scripture. Light.
Tell me what scripture, babe. Genesis.
Genesis 1:3.
Okay.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
Okay, that shows that he's creative. He created the light. Good job. All right, who has Ephesians 2:10? State your name and read it.
Sister Jay, did you say 2:10 or 2:14?
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
Okay.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We have a young lady on with us. You're going to have to tell me her full name in a few minutes, Minister Lola Vaughn. Just a few minutes. Give us a few more minutes, please. Ephesians 2:10. Nobody didn't find it yet?
It's this
in
is
the New Testament.
I have Ephesians 2:10.
Okay.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, with God, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much. All right. It says Ephesians 2:10, we are his workmanship. So we know God is a creator and he's creative. All right. Now, we're going to learn God is a planner. Our topic is who is God and what does he want with us? So tonight we're dealing with who God is. He's a creator. He's creative, and he's a planner. Jeremiah 29:11, when you find it, let me know. State your name and read it. Jeremiah 29:11, who has it? Okay, I need everybody to look for it because I'm going to start calling your name. I'm going to say, okay, read it for me. So everybody find it. You know, we got to have our Bibles ready. This is Bible study. So we got to have the Bibles ready. Jeremiah 29:11. So far, we know that God is. We're studying who is God. Everybody need to know who God is. He's our creator. He's creative. And he is a planner. What is he plan? What did he plan? Jeremiah 29:11. Who has it?
Gloria Dean.
All right. All right. Are you going to read it?
Oh. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Anyone else find it? All right. God is a planner. God is a creator. He created you, me, birds, bees, animals, flowers, trees. He is creative. Very creative. He said, let there be light, and there was light. God is a planner. Jeremiah said, I know the plans. I know the thoughts. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you or do evil towards you, but have a future and a hope. Well, we have a young lady on with us tonight. I don't know if she lives in Mississippi, but I know her aunt and uncle do, the Vaughn family. Good evening. Can y'all hear me, Vaughn family?
Yes, uh-huh, we can hear you.
Okay, what's your niece's name?
Her name is Yamara George.
Yamara, okay. She ready to sing now?
Yes,
ma'am. Hi, Yamara.
Hi.
How old are you, Yamara?
I'm 10.
10 years young. She's a big girl. We have a 6-year-old on here and a 10-year-old on here. All right, what are you going to sing, Yamara?
Fill me up.
Fill me up. Go ahead, baby. Sing, baby.
Now.
Yes, can y'all hear her, everybody, on the radio?
Yes,
yes.
I can.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead, yes. Yamara. Sing, baby. She has a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Joseph, are you in virtual school or are you out the building, Yamira?
Virtual.
Oh, good job. What grade are you in?
Fourth
grade. My God. You'll be in college before we know it, girl. That was a you have a beautiful voice. I've heard you sing several times, and I said, oh, my God. Yes, I've heard you sing several times on different lines, so we appreciate you coming on. You're welcome to come on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies every Thursday if you like, so you can sing for us. We appreciate it. Ask your mom and let your auntie know. All right? Thank you. Hold on. All right, we have our co-host. He's going to do the next part for us.
I would like to introduce my dad and Pastor John Turner for the call to salvation. And after that, he will be giving an encouraging word.
Praise Amen. The Lord, everyone. I want to give the call to salvation first so we can move in this together. First of all, Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross and God raised him up from the dead, you are saved. So my thing is, it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what you have to ask for forgiveness for, even the thinking in your mind. Because some of us have stinking thinking. Some of us have actions. So we saying, Lord, forgive us for sins known and unknown. In Romans 10:9, is stating that all you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. Now, I'm going to say this, and if you can listen to the playback, you can hear it again. First of all, Lord, forgive me for my sins, known and unknown, things that I didn't know and things that I did know that I was doing. Lord, things that I wasn't aware of. Lord, I allow you to have your perfect will in my life. Let your will be done in my life. Come clean me up. Recycle the junk for good use. Now we're thanking the Lord. Now we're showing our gratitude. Thank you for another chance, Lord Jesus. Thank you for freedom. I receive your love. And amen. We want to seal the deal with an amen because it's a lot in an amen. Amen means that you agree with heaven. Now we rejoice with you. Hallelujah. We glorify your name with the angels. If you repeated that, we believe and we know that you're saved. Now, today, I'm coming from Ephesians 3:20. And I'm going to have my son read that for me. We're going to tackle this thing together.
Now, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Now, that word able, that sticks out to me. Because we were just talking about who is God? So my thing is, I'm calling him able to do the unthinkable. When things come in your life to shake you and knock you off your square, God is more than able, but it's according to the power that worketh in you. So the thing is, able, he's saying, I'm capable, I can, I will. It's up to us. He's saying, I need you to work together. Now, if you look at Matthew 18:20, he says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So he shifts everything when we work together in this thing. You can't just have one. It all works together. All things work together for the good. So my thing is, in the midst of everything that's going on in this world, you have to understand he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all. But we have to understand, we have to allow him to do that. Know who you are and know whose you are. I know that God is with me. If you do not know that, understand you have limited thinking. And when you have limited thinking, you have limited access to everything that you want. He gave us keys. I keep saying keys. Keys to bind and to loose. So my thing is, we have a choice. Talking back to the parents, or just be obedient. We have a choice. And I'm reminded of an old quartet song. He was talking about a farmer. His mule got stuck in an old dug well, and the farmer kept throwing dirt onto that the mule. But I would like to tell that story about the mule, though. The mule acts off of instincts. We as human beings, we act off the will. We have a choice to either let that dirt pile up around our neck, get angry at the Lord, get angry at our parents, get angry at every situation that's happening in this life, or we can shake it off and pack it under our feet. Nothing should move us because we know that we are citizens of heaven. Nothing should move us because we know that we are the child of a king. Nothing should move us because we know we have royal blood. You have to understand, it's the trick of the enemy to come in and to control your atmosphere. So when we get an attitude, the enemy laughs. So my thing is, you have the power to change your own atmosphere, but you have to do it in the name of Jesus. You have some people, it's like a bus without a destination. I've never seen a bus in a city that didn't have a destination, but I see a lot of people that don't have a destination. They're walking around and they blame good and bad on life. Oh, man, how you doing? Oh, man, I'm good. Oh, man, I see you. You got a nice car, man. Oh, yeah, you know how life treat me, man. Okay, something bad go wrong. Oh, man, that's life. No, we cannot blame it on life. The Lord says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, but 3, 5 said, acknowledge him in all of your ways, good or bad, in all of your ways. So therefore, I shall give you praise through the bad. I shall give you praise through the good. I shall give you praise, you know, the middle part. Oh, I'm having a good day, but not really. But I shall give you praise. I shall turn up the volume to my praise when things are going wrong in my life. And I'm going to turn up the volume when the enemy tries to talk in my ear. I have to. There's a must, because I was created to give you glory. I was created to give you praise. I was created in the image of you. So therefore, I have to do it. I shall do it. Not I want to do it. I desire to put a smile on your face. You have to understand what I'm saying. It's up to us. It's up to us to allow God to have his perfect will done in our lives. Let God come in and change everything that you're about. Become totally depleted of everything. And I promise you exceedingly, abundantly. What you mean? Whatever you asked and whatever you think. Okay, go to sleep and think about something good. Lord, I'm going to have you on my mind all day. Do you understand your day is going to go so smooth? But if you have stinking thinking, something nasty on your mind, you know, I ain't going to wash them dishes. Man, why is she always calling me? Why is she always... Nothing's good is going to happen. I have another story. I'm not going to hold you long. When I had my studio, I had a plant in that studio. And I had a couple of plants in there. And I saw these two, I had the same two plants. So I would water one, and I would say, hey, beautiful, what's up, baby? How you doing? And the other plant, I would speak to and say, oh, you so ugly? But I would still water it. Do you know, I was still giving them the same thing, the same nourishment, but my words had so much effect on them. My attitude had so much effect on those two plants that the other one started dying, that I was saying, you're ugly. And the one I was still watering the same amount and nurturing it, the one I was saying, beautiful, it grew bigger. So therefore, I need you to watch your attitude, watch your mouth, because guess what? As you come up to a circumstance in your life, you have to go before the throne. And he said, boldly come before the throne. Make your request known. You don't want to go up there with an attitude. This is for the old and the young. Let God's perfect will be done in your life. I love you all. Be encouraged.
Amen, amen. We thank Pastor Turner for those encouraging words, the call to salvation. We got to repent daily because we have sins of omission, sins of commission. We have errors, and we don't know what they are. So we say, Lord, forgive us for everything that we've done, known and unknown. We're covering it all. And I thank God for the encouraging words. Yeah, God is able. We're talking about who God is. He's able. It's nothing impossible to our God. So I thank God for that. I thank God for that illustration about the two plants. And we have to remember, we have children. We speak negative to our children, oh, my God, we're going to beat them down. We speak positive to them, we're going to build them up. So I thank God for that encouraging word. It is time for prayer. Anybody have a prayer request? We're going to be praying in just a moment. Anybody have a prayer request tonight? Make it, you know, as brief as you possibly can. Tell me the prayer request so we can pray. Nobody have any prayer requests? Oh, okay. Well, good. I have one. I'm going to ask our co-host, Micah Turner, if he would pray for baby Chloe. Then I'm going to ask Tyrese Turner if he would pray for baby Zoe. They're two different. Baby Chloe is 7 months old. Baby Zoe is 9 months old. And CJ, I'm going to ask Lily if she would pray for CJ. CJ is coming out the hospital soon. They say he had meningitis, but we're praying for all three of their healing. We got Micah praying for baby Chloe. Tyrese is going to pray for baby Zoe. And Lily's going to pray for CJ. All right. Y'all ready? Go ahead, Micah, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for sins known as His own. We repent and become totally depleted, Lord Jesus. And we come against the attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. His plans will not prosper over baby Chloe in the name of Jesus. She will be completely healed in the name of Jesus. The doctors will be astonished in the name of Jesus. And the doctors will become saved because of it in the name of Jesus. That baby will be healthy, and she will walk in your calling, Lord. And we believe it effective immediately. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay, Terry.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, Lord Jesus. We repent. We speak healing and light into baby Zoe in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for everything lining up with your will, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your will being done, Lord Jesus. We speak that she shall be healed, Lord Jesus, because you are able to do it, Lord Jesus. We remind you of your word. You said you'll do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think of, Lord Jesus. So we gather here together in your name, asking you to heal everyone in the name of Jesus. Everything that's wrong in her body in the name of Jesus, we call it right. We call it beautiful in the mighty name of Jesus. And we believe it to be effective in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Really? Lord God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for sins known and unknown, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the attack of the enemy on the baby CJ's life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy's plans are null and void in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, it is written in your word, by your stripes we were healed, Lord Jesus. Act 10. So we thank you for the healing that's being made complete right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for peace over that family right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for that amazing testimony that he would come out, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for other little babies in the mighty name of Jesus to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Beautiful prayer. Pastor Turner, could you pray for families?
Yeah. Lord God, we glorify your name. We repent of everything that we said, we did, and thought in our mind, either in ignorance or willfully doing. Now, Lord God, we embrace the throne, and we come with boldness praying for families, Lord God. We come against the attack of the enemy that tries to separate. We come against the attack of the enemy that will try to put things on, bickering, our chaos things in the house. Lord God, we glorify your name, and we bind those things. As we glorify your name, we bind them to a dry place, and we loose the peace of God in the house right now in the name of Jesus to saturate every area, the nooks and crannies, the closets, the door, the windows, the every portal will be shut down now. We speak it over the families of the world right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we call forth the spring forth, the breath of life, spring forth fruit. We thank you for the increase. Lord God, we thank you for the Garden of Eden in their homes, Lord God, that the four streams will flow out, Lord God, and we will be careful to give you the glory, Lord Jesus. Lord God, I thank you that the brothers won't argue with the sisters, and the sisters won't argue with the brothers, and the mothers won't argue against the dad. Lord God, we come against every destructive spirit in that house right now, and we command it in the name of Jesus with authority to cease now. And we mean it with authority in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, you cannot have the family. Satan, you cannot have the Satan, the Lord rebuke you now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we glorify your name with laughter that you can't touch what is God's. Because in the word of God, we remind the enemy that the Lord says, you cannot pluck none of them out of my hand. And so we do it just like you said in Proverbs 3, 30, what is it? Psalms 35 and 8. May you be entangled with your own net in the mighty name of Jesus. And we glorify your name that we can speak to the mountain and say, be ye cast into the sea in the mighty name of Jesus. And we glorify your name for a great outcome only to give you glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. We thank God for everything that took place tonight. It's closing time. We're so grateful for everyone. We're going to ask Glory Dean to get us a song to close us out. We are so grateful for each one of you, grateful for your families. We are thankful for everything that God has taught us tonight. Because I always say, Lord, you are the master teacher. Teach through me. Teach me everything I need to know to teach you all. And I thank God for you all teaching me, because I learn from you as well. So we thank God for every person on the line tonight. We thank God for what he's doing in us. And I'm going to ask you all to keep these children in prayer. Baby Chloe, she's 7 months old. Baby Zoe, 9 months old. CJ, 9 years old. So if you can keep those three in prayer, as well as other children. These three have been, they need a healing, and other children that need a healing. Many children are in the hospital, and pray for their parents, because their parents need strength. You know, their parents need a lot of strength and a lot of help. But, you know, the coronavirus is going around, so a lot of, you know, children can't be exposed to, you know, too many people. So pray for the parents' strength and help for the families, and that God will continually heal the children. All right, so Glory Dean, we ready for the song. Father, we thank you. We praise you, we honor you, we bless you. For every family on here, in Jesus' name, amen. Y'all have a good night. I love you all so much. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled weekend, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Praise the Lord like you lost your mind every day. All right? You can keep playing, Glory Dean. I'm going to tell you in a second.